दुनिया के मुसाफिर मंजिल तेरी खबर।
मार्कस सहाबा, द वॉइस ऑफ अहले सुन्ना वल जमा।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू। वंस अगेन अहलन व सहलन व मरहबन बिकुम to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, Sawtu Ahli Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have just finished our segment on Palestine, and we were discussing that very small minority of good Jews. We now will be crossing over to our brother Ahmad Parak for the segment called Straight Talk. And in this segment, we discuss local politics and if there are any new developments related to kafan and dafan. There is also a discussion on that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ahmad Parak.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alayna salam to all our radio listeners. Malana alhamdulillah. I've just had with another 5:30 morning. Ramadan is about less than a month away. Allah make it easy for everyone to see the month of Ramadan, Malana. So Allah has blessed us. So we don't have any issues on the dafan and kafan, alhamdulillah. Yes, you will see in last night's paper as well as news in Northern Cape, the mosques are overflowing with unclaimed bodies in the morgue. They got in the region of about 1,800, and they don't know what to do with it. So that is one of the issues that, you know, we are having in the morgue. Fortunately, in KZN, you know, after we are putting a lot of pressure, so all the unclaimed bodies, they have now started to, you know, remove them and give them proper burial. So this is the only issue that I can report on the burial issues for now. But alhamdulillah, as far as we are concerned, KZN is in good hands at the moment.
Alhamdulillah, the Muslim community, you know, they respect for the dead is such that even when they pass away, we treat them like they are alive. You know, you just look at the ghusl process. So just leaving a body like that is something that we won't expect from the Muslim community. Now, regarding our politics, what's uppermost on everybody's mind and what's worrying the Muslims very much, because as you mentioned, Ramadan is just about a month's time, is the load shedding that has kicked in from yesterday at 17 hours. In fact, I'm sitting in the studio now and we are operating with the inverter because load shedding has also struck us. So the big question from particularly the Muslim community, firstly, is the Itikweni municipality the only municipality that's affected by load shedding?
Rana, first and foremost, you know, we must be clear on this issue that when, you know, when we were having load shedding about 10, 12 months ago, there was an uproar in the country, internationally. People wanted to do investment, they couldn't do it because they wanted to start up something here in the country. We couldn't do it because of the problem that we had with electricity. At that time, the president has appointed a minister of electricity, energy, who he brought in specifically to look at all the issues pertaining to ESCOM and how best they can solve the problem. If you read last night's paper, if you read the news, what some groups and everything, from a loss of 55 billion, they have turned it around to a profit of just about 18 billion in the current 2024-25 year. Now that talks volume that there is a massive change from where they were to where we are. Now, when the pressure came from the community and from the massive industries regarding that we now want to close up and relocate to elsewhere, we don't have this problem. They had to do whatever they had to sort of. And the work that took place at that time was they did a patch work. They brought in engineers, the old engineers, back into the fold of ESCOM from the city, from various municipalities to assist to get this whole system running. Because those guys were the only ones who knew how ESCOM worked at that time and could get it up and running. So what they did was they did a patch job. So in other words, when they did the patch job to get that thing up and running. So the criteria and the idea was to then start from one side and start repairing and coming to the standard what we want to be. So now the time has come. ESCOM has now given for 10 months, no load shedding, everything is hunky-dory, everything is running. Now that it has come and bit them, because now they had to do from various major power stations, now it needs that renovation or maintenance to get it up to speed. Now, if they're not going to do it, then you want to be out of power in one area for hours and days and months sometimes. That's how bad it is. So this is where the problem has come in. So they have got a plan, because I work with engineers at Chikwini Municipality, and I get inside information because our people want to know the truth, but nothing but the truth. So that's where we are at the moment. So there is a way they are working towards to get it sorted out. So you will get your load sharing, not the whole day, few hours here and there, to get the thing moving back how it was in the last 10 months, so you're not going to have load sharing. So this is where we are. Furthermore, even in the 10 months, to assist South Africa, we were buying power from other surrounding countries to assist to make sure that, you know what, we keep the South African community quiet so they don't jump at us. So that's what they have been. So they found a plan B to keep everybody quiet, but at the same token, you had to now start repairing your own infrastructure. But the biggest problem over the years, and you know that, and in not only in electricity, in everything, they did not maintain in the last 30 years, they have not maintained the infrastructure. If you have only maintained the infrastructure, today we should have never been in the position. It's like a car. You got a service contract, you don't take it for the service, eventually it's going to come and bite you because you will have problems and you might get stuck on the road or whatever it is. It's the same thing. Same thing here in the with the load sharing now we exist. We have to start fixing the infrastructure. And that's where now the plan has been put together from one side for a few hours here, a few hours there. Every day they're going to just to bring them up to speed. It's not going to be long. I think it's going to be, they say, in the next 90 days, they will have everything moving and up to speed. Now, I'm involved with the various multi-channels. Now the people telling me, no, Ahmed, now every time you all want to do something like this, it's coming and biting us. Ramzan, you know, last year, Ramzan, we have to dump all our savings. We have to do. Thank God we haven't bought much now. We still got time. We're not going to get enough savings or anything on a day-to-day basis we'll have to do, because we don't know what is going to be the outcome of the load sharing, because we can't afford it. And we don't have the money. You know, we are plastic at the moment. Things are quiet too. You know, a lot of them are not working. This is the issue that we are faced with. So this is the main problem that the city, the country, the provinces, all are faced. It had to be the services to give you to the community the infrastructure has to be serviced and maintained and get it up to speed so we don't have what we had in the last 10 months.
So it's not just our Itikweni municipality, it's the whole country that's affected by this.
Molana, we must make lakh shukar, we must say alhamdulillah, what we're getting here compared to Johannesburg and everywhere else is worse. That's how I can tell you, because I know I work with the intergovernment and then various other people, my colleagues are in parliament as well, so I get full hand information. So we must make shukar here in KZN, we are much better than the other provinces, Molana.
Now, you did mention that there was a turnaround from a loss to a profit. Now, considering that, this 12-point-some-odd percentage that's going to come kicking in April, do you think it's fair that since they made a profit, that we should still have a double-digit increase?
Well, technically speaking, if you look at it, what we had to get done and what infrastructure needed, how many more new power stations we have to put up in the near future. You know, from 36% what they want to do, bang us with, to 12, I'm against any increases because you're not giving. Why should I be paying you for something when you're not giving me delivery? Like I'm going to the shop and I want a basket full of grocery, but I don't want to pay. So this is the problem. We are paying for something, but we're not getting. So I'm against any increases or anything. But we in a catch-22 position at the moment. They need the money. So they did 55 billion to almost 18 million profit. There's still a massive loss they still have to cover, catch up. So there is a problem, and they need more money to get the infrastructure up and running, for new power stations to be running at full steam and start buying less power from our neighboring countries. So that's where we are at the moment. So, you know, increases, we are thinking in the next 2 years you want to find, but eventually it'll subside because once they get the infrastructure, everything is sorted out.
Our next issue is, I'm sure you know about the Tongaat homeowner, Mr. Armugam Pulley, taking the Itikweni municipality to court and winning the case. Now, the lawyer that's representing the municipality claimed that Pillay failed to exercise any of the internal remedies, rights, in terms of the city's credit policy. And as he says, by paying his account, it was acknowledgement of debt, as their policy was that all payments go first to historical debt, not current charges, unless the customer specifically stated in writing that he was making payment towards current charges only, he argued. Now, this was the lawyer for the municipality. Can you explain what internal remedies rights in terms of the city's credit policy?
The first and foremost, Molana, I got a judgment in front of me. I don't know if my office sent it through to you as well. The issue here, I've got in my office at the moment about maybe 5 or 6 issues similar to this, where a person was paying 800 rand for water and has over the last 3-4 months eventually jumped to like 2,800. The amount went to, now it's gone to 3.5. So there is a problem as far as the water billing issue is concerned. But a lot of them are leak within their own properties, and then some of them are the problem of the city where there's, because of the infrastructure, and there is a water leakage. Now, to remedy this, first and foremost, the way the lawyer is saying, you had to first exercise the remedy that was given to you. You go and first do an objection. resolution or a dispute resolution form we have, you go and fill it, give it to water department, they'll suspend your account. You just pay your normal current account. Whatever the current account is, you keep paying that, and you don't pay the full amount. That is one. I'm not sure in this case. I don't think this was done because from the judgment on duty, there was nothing like that. Secondly, there is every householder gets an insurance via the city. If there is any losses like this or anything, and there is definitely a loss, I have seen plenty, and I've got some on my with me at the office where we did a claim and the insurance had paid, so they rectified that issue. So that's one of them. Lastly, by going to court, yes, he's won the case, but this matter is not closed yet. You know, although he's won the case for 322,900 rands, the matter is not closed, because end of the day, that meter has to be checked. He has to take meter reading day to day, in the morning, afternoon. They need to rectify this account. Now, this account here, he's only brought it on the basis that, you know what, I was paying 800, now it's gone to 2,500, and now it's gone to 3,500, and for the last 18 months, it's gone up to 322,910. Based on that, the magistrate has already given you an order to say that the municipality is wrong. But I personally, in fact, from where I sit and in the council with MPAC, I think the city is going to take this thing on appeal, because all the remedies were not used up fully. Number one, to one of the issues that you have not filled the dispute resolution form. Secondly, if there was a leak in your property, the claim should have been with the integrity municipal insurance. They should have paid this thing here. So all the remedies have not been fully exercised. The magistrate has given this judgment on the basis that municipality is wrong. They haven't exercised all the thing here, and it's for too long. Therefore, he's got a judgment against the city. So the city, all right, they put it on hold now. They're still going to say, okay, fine, you know what? Their legal team want to study this judgment, and they will take it on appeal and say, you know what? That has not been fulfilled, and we can now tell you safely that there is a problem in his water billing because of he has been overusing it, or there's a leakage in his property, and if he's not insured by the city on this year, he's liable for it. So this is a little bit of a gray area, which I'm just bringing to the view of our listeners, to the notice, that you know what, there is remedies out there. If you've got a problem, you immediately, you phone my office up, my PA will send you a dispute resolution form. Philip will you email it back to us. We check it out. We then say, right, go and get this thing registered. Log it. Once that thing is logged, they cannot even disconnect you, and then you fight your case from there onward to say, you know what, I got this problem. This is not right. That is how many cases I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, helping the community, and we sort it out. We pick up the phone and tell them, you know what, this is it. There's an affidavit here. This is it. And we go and break. For the first week, every single day, we tell whoever, Kala, do me a favor, take a meter reading every morning, in the afternoon, morning and in the afternoon. So then we work out the consumption compared to what they are saying. We can say, there you are. There is only two people in this house or three people. This is it. And then we work it out from there. Based on that, they will write off the amount and say, this is the amount, and they rectify the account.
One of the, you know, arguments that his attorney used, that this, remedies, etc., that has been put forward by the municipality lawyer is not common knowledge to the public. The public is not aware of this.
See, at the moment, the public is in a very, very, very good position. This is one judgment. The SEA judgment, I think I read that thing. We went through it, I think, about a month, 2 months ago when the SEA judgment came from the Eastern from Ethan King. And that judgment is he got the city in especially really because it came to us at MPEC, and we got two lawyers sitting in MPEC, and we discussed this here because that is a very 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 good judgment. So if you got a problem based on that and you say, you know what, based on this judgment you are compelled, and that judgment gives you the right. Like this judgment here. Now, this one here, you still got time there, but within 30 days to appeal this case and all that. But the one that from the Supreme Court of Appeal, that judgment is watertight. The judge, whoever 8 judges set in that case, they did a thorough job on it and it's watertight. And you bring that before the city, 9 out of 10, your case is won. You don't even have to go to court. And you only based on that judgment, they have to... It, tells it out why you are you have to give service delivery in terms of your rate paying rate payer. You as a rate payer, you're entitled for A, B, C, D. Everything is spelled out in that judgment. I don't know if you got the judgment, but if you want it, I'll email it through to you sometime on Monday. But some of these legal papers, as they're coming, in fact, I must tell my office, whenever it comes, they must keep emailing. So when we're talking, then we're talking from the same page, same 9 years, inshallah. So that's where we are, Maulana. So, you know, we can debate this judgment all the time. The issue is our community also, Maulana. One thing very, very important, and I tell everyone this year, the important thing is there is remedy in council. But we don't, we want to run to court, we want to, you know, they say, okay, fine, I accept. When you go to council, you have to go sit in 10 chairs before you see the assistance you require. But it's simple. Everything is on email today. Everything is on the system. You go onto the system, you can lock everything up. There is things in place for all these things. At the moment, electricity, we're not too concerned because whenever there's issues on the electricity, it gets resolved very, very quickly. That I can put my head on a yellow key. You phone my office and you got an electricity issue. I promise you, less than 7 days, I'll have that issue sorted out for you. Water, yes, we've got a massive, massive problem with water. I can vouch for you, and I tell you, water at the, if you go to... opposite Kingsway grounds there, the water department is the Old Fort Road, and you can sit there and bring it to the attention of all the water issues that you have. But you have a problem. The whole city has got a problem with water at the moment. So that's where the problem is at the moment, mainly water at the moment, more than the electricity. That I can tell you. If you give me, even water do you give me, and if you got the right information, what we asked for, I can take it up for you. You don't even have to go to the municipality today. I can tell you exactly where the problem is, what you have to do, and then you can tell my office, we'll give you the dispute resolution, and take it up. Take meeting. And you know, our people, they say, no, don't worry about it. You know, everybody's getting this thing here. They get. But you know what? If all of us don't do something about it, the city is going to make money, and we're looking for money. You know, the city is looking for money every day. So bring it up, and then what is wrong, you must get a credit. They won't give you the money, but you'll get a credit for the next 2-3 months. You don't have to pay your account. I have got people credit for two million. One is 9, that he was owing like the 14 million. And then when we rectified that whole account, then he only had to pay 8.9 million, just about 9 million. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do in council, but people are lazy, they don't want to do anything about it. They say, you know what, it just get it paid and finished. Why should you be doing that when you know there is an issue that they haven't done it right? Even in the new building, you know, we changed the new building. If you read the new building, you'll see exactly in the front, we put all the information. Now, not you don't have to keep changing the pages and all to see what is happening. So you know exactly what you paid last month, what you paid this month, and previously what you paid. If you find something is not right, act on it. Do something about it, and your problem is solved.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. I was going to ask you to explain the changes on the standard municipality bill, you know, concerning this new billing that you just mentioned. But I think you've covered, you know, the question that I was going to ask. But this is something else. There seems to be the impression that the municipality can, because they're in the position of power, you know, they can cut your water off, that some people are being forced to sign an agreement for escalated bills. Can the municipality force someone to sign any agreement?
No, Mulana, that's just one we had, which came to an end in December, 31st of December, where we had a debt review program for 90 days. That program, hopefully, inshallah, is going to come back in the next month or so. So another 90 days or so till the end of June. In fact, that's what we are fighting for. But the municipality can't make you sign anything. They can't force you. They can't put do anything to you. You read what you have to. And if you're not happy, you go to your local councillor, you go to a friend attorney, or you know somebody who knows how to read legal documents. Or just have a look at it. They can't make you sign something. But if you go to the municipality and tell them, like, I owe you 1 million rand over the last 5 years, my account with rates and everything has escalated. Now, this is the problem. My income is A, B, C, so much. And you do a payment plan with them. They will work out a payment plan over 36 months for you. But there's no interest written off or anything. You had the opportunity in December, some 3 months before December, where they did a resolution. They took the council, we took a resolution whereby we would write off the full interest. If the interest was in that million rand, interest was 200,000, we write it off completely, once off. Then the other option you had, if you want to pay the balance of that amount, we'll give you a further 15% discount, and you can pay it off once off, and the account is squared. Then if you were not happy with the 15% write-off and you didn't have the money to pay it once off, then the other option you had, they'll tell you, okay, fine. If you if you're running an industry, you pay 10%. If you are a householder, residential property, you pay 5%. They'll write off the full interest, and you pay the balance over 36 months. That was the agreements we had. But now that agreement has fallen off from the 1st of January, now you have to, they'll only give you a payment plan. They won't write off the interest, and there's no upfront money or anything you can pay, and then you can, you'll have to do an agreement with them. They will give you the terms, obviously. But you know, we spoke about it in our radio over the last couple of months, you know, when this debt review program came. Molana, I have seen and I have had people, alhamdulillah, I must say, people deceased state where they were owing under a million rand. The father passed away, mother passed away, the siblings, the two siblings are there. Now the rate is keep accumulating. One brother is saying, you know what, I can't pay, I don't have the money. The other saying, you know, I'd rather let it go, there's nothing I can do. Simple it was. We wrote off the entire debt. Long as the property was the debt was under a million, the property can be valued at 2 million or 3 million. But the debt was under a million rand. We wrote the entire debt off. Then you can take that once we give you a clearance certificate, you take it to your lawyer and get wind that state up. I don't know how much the lawyers want to charge depending who you go to. But wind up the state, and now at least the two brothers can get their share. And if you want to sell the property, take your people's share, and that's done. Nobody comes to me. I did about maybe about 7 or 8 like that. But so many people I know, they got for years their state has not been winded up. Is accumulating rates and taxes. You know, they don't do anything. When the opportunities are there, people don't come on. And we in this radio station, how many times we said, if you've got a problem, come. We are prepared to help. My office is open. If I'm not there, I'm going to a council meeting. My PA will be able to help to fill the form. And you just take it there. They will stamp that thing. Your problem is done. At least you can get that stake winded up now. People, you know, the heirs can get their money if they want to sell it and what they want to do. Everybody is happy. So this is opportunities come, but we don't do anything about it, Maharaji.
Jazakumullah khair al-jaza for the valuable information that you have imparted to us this morning and your valuable time. Insha'Allah, during the course of the day, you will get the podcast of this program. Once again, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you in abundance in both worlds for your valuable contribution. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Ahmad Parak, one of our local counselors.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.